And now word from Governor Cuomo.
Good morning.
It's the afternoon. I'm happy to have you on. Tell us what's going on with New York City.
People acting stupid, wearing their mask improperly, driving with their mask on.
You would think wearing a mask wouldn't be that complicated. How did people mess this up?
I haven't the foggiest. Just because during quarantine, I wasn't posting a whole lot. And I have a lot of friends and family that are nurses. And they were posting videos of crying in these terrible conditions. And they said, Joe, why aren't you posting? Like, we want to live. I'd like to bring on a good friend of mine, Al Pacino.
Say hello to my new friend!
How are you? Everyone, please tune in and watch me and Joe and Melissa on Making a Difference, the Melissa Billy Clark Show on YouTube.
You are joining Making a Difference with Melissa Clark, a new show that shares the compelling stories and voices of well-known and everyday people who change the world in big and small ways. Enjoy our guests, call in, or just listen to be inspired, for this show was made with you in mind. Please join us every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our special guests. And you can listen to our recast at www.melissaclarkshow.com.
Hiya, I'm Joe. I'm a stand-up comedian, I love food, and I certainly know my way around the kitchen. You know what, let's take this outside.
Let me be honest, I'm not a chef. I'm not professionally trained, I don't have classical methods, and I don't pretend to either. I'm just your average Joe. I learned to cook from a bunch of Italian women who loved to scream over themselves, and one very stubborn Italian male. All in all, they did all right. Unlike most internet cooks, I don't use fancy filters or have crazy elaborate camera tricks. And I don't pride myself on irrelevant things like having cute, colorful dinnerware. What I do pride myself on is roasting, braising, sauteing, and of course, eating. So if you're looking for some delicious recipes, a little motivation, and a chuckle or two, you know exactly where to look. Right here at
Joe, how cool is that? That is called Joe Make Me Cook. I love that so much. When did you start doing these episodes?
I started doing little bits and pieces of cooking on my Instagram page before quarantine, a couple of years ago. And yeah. Multiple people reached out to me and said, you should write down your recipes or make a book. And then I started doing little tidbits and little, like, short little clips. And I said, you know what? Because I'm a stand-up comedian, so I always wanted to incorporate comedy and cooking. You know, and a lot of comedy and cooking shows that you see, either they'll burn the food or they'll mess up. So it's cooking, but it's not really cooking because they don't make anything. And other cooking shows, they just cook, but they'll tell you about their garden and they'll tell you about something else. And you're watching 15 minutes, but they're not cooking and you're not laughing. So it's, there's a lot of filler. So anything that where I wasn't cooking, I wanted it to be funny. So I wanted to combine cooking and comedy in a unique way. And it's coming through. I'm getting good feedback.
It's so much fun. How many views have you received on those videos?
The cooking vids, the cooking vids, I'm not terribly sure on. If I'd have to go by Instagram, maybe 20,000 or 40,000.
That's a lot,
not many. More the Cuomo stuff and the stand up and stuff. That's like 500,000. But that, which isn't really anything either. Now there's people that have millions and millions of views, but it's nice to have this stuff come out, and it's nice for people to see it, to laugh. And I wish I could say I don't give a hell about it, because I really don't. But in order for you to get bigger projects and bigger stuff, there is a certain level of exposure you have to reach. So obviously I wanted to get out there, but it's about like having the views and that I really don't. It's, I put Joe Make Me Laugh because I always wanted to make, do stuff to get people to chuckle, because the world is a pain in the ass. Even before all this, it's a stressful time to begin with. If I could bring a smile to your face, or if I can get you to chuckle for even 30 seconds, I did my job.
How does it feel when, like, I leave you messages? I know that I say, Joe, this made my day. Thank you so much. How does it feel when people leave messages and comments that, you know, you've made their day or their week? It's pretty awesome.
That makes my day, or that makes my week. It sounds very corny, and a lot of other comedians feel the same way. It's why they do it. And you know, when you can get somebody, like I said, when you can get somebody to laugh, especially after a hard day. Same thing with, that's why I started doing the Cuomo impersonation, just because during quarantine, I wasn't posting a whole lot. And I have a lot of friends and family that are nurses, and they were posting videos of crying in these terrible conditions. And they said, Joe, why aren't you posting? Like, we want to laugh. Mm-hmm. And you forget that in times of, if you go through a lot, whether it's a death in the family or a breakup or something terrible, when you finally laugh for that first laugh after such a traumatic injury or such a traumatic event, that first laugh is so it's so full, it's so deep, that first laugh. You can tell people like you really needed it after you end up laughing after something terrible. And that's the type of, if someone would call me or if they were messaging me, that's what they conveyed. They were like, I needed that so much. And I started doing videos of Cuomo and some others, just to, people were going through a lot of shit. And I said, you know what, it more than about me. I got to do this with other people.
So you started the Cuomo videos, which are hilarious, and they can go to your YouTube channel and see that. Is that correct?
That's right. The YouTube at Joe Nymoli, actually. I should change it, but it's my name, Joe Nymoli. And if you're going to find him on Instagram, it's Joe Make Me Laugh.
It's so much fun. And when did you start doing the Cuomos? Was that during the pandemic?
Yeah, the Cuomo started late March, mid-April, like, because we were watching, everybody was watching them every day.
Yeah.
Everybody was watching every day, and I said, you know, nobody really does them, you know, and I don't do a great impersonation, I just get his cadence down, you know, he's very hard to do, but he speaks, much like everyone else, he speaks in a particular rhythm and a particular cadence, and I tried to get as much as I could. And he's a great speaker. I mean, we're not going to get political. People like him, people hate him, but he's a very good speaker. So, but some of the things you hear, they make you laugh. And I tried to capitalize on
it. And he
it.
Uses his hands a lot, and you do that too.
Well, he the guy is Italian. I mean, I'm leaning down, but yeah, I know everyone talks with their hands.
What are you? You're always going like this a little bit.
Just a little bit. I don't know why he does that. And now I find myself, I'm doing like, oh my goodness, it bleeds into life.
It really is hilarious. Thank you so much for those videos. When did you start doing stand-up?
I started doing stand-up in 2012. Mm-hmm. I was really 11, but I wasn't doing anything particular. I started acting in 2010, and I told myself that I was working Victoria's Secret, doing I was a janitor and I worked retail.
It's okay. It's wonderful. Thank you.
I needed a job. I graduated college right after the recession. Yeah. But I was working a midnight shift, and I told the fella, I said, you know, I always wanted to do stand up. And he said, you know, me too. And we had gotten off work, and we went to the city, and we went to the Pit, the People's Improv Theater, and we did an open mic, and we were terrible. Oh my goodness, we were god awful. And I knew what I wanted to say, but it just didn't come out the right way. And I said, you know what? I said, well, that was breaking the mold. And I didn't want to be that person that you hear later on in life. I would have, should have did this, and I should have did that. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try. And if I can do it, if I can just say I did it, that's a lot more than a lot of other people say. And that's good enough for me. So I've been doing it. And now I've up until the pandemic, I've been performing 3-4 times a week. I was working my way into Caroline's in Manhattan, which is a big club. I was there a couple of times, more than a couple. I was there every month. which was really nice. And then this happened. But once we get out of the thick of it, I'm starting to get shows now in outdoor restaurants, and I have a couple of things coming up this month in September. So it's nice. I like it. Everything will bounce back, hopefully, eventually.
Yeah. But for now, you're doing your videos. When new topics come out, like he's what is he discussing now? Going back to school, and
he's talking about the schools and the gyms, and then we have the mayor going back. And you know, it seems like Cuomo says something, and the mayor negates it, and he'll push it over a little more. And it's a lot. Even if you don't even look at it. Regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, it's still a lot to hear everything. So I don't want to get political, but they're so, and I'm not going to, which is why I make the videos just about, they're about lunacy. They're just overly silly. Just cause I feel like I don't want to alienate anybody. I want to give everybody a laugh. And it seems like people on both sides of the aisle seem to like the impression. So
I like them very much. You know, I'm not a fan of de Blasio, but I know that you do de Blasio, but I'll watch it because it's you and it's so much fun. It's so fun and so funny to watch. And regardless if you don't like the person, it's just still, it's comedy. And that's what we need. You know, we need laughter right now.
Absolutely. That's very nice to hear. Yeah. I found out that the great de Blasio almost unites everybody because I feel like there's not one person that likes him. The only thing both sides could agree on. It seemed like they both don't like the guy.
How are you supposed to like somebody who's doing this to our city? You know, this is our hometown. I mean, you're a native New Yorker, right?
I am. Me too. You can already tell by my speech.
I'm a native New Yorker too, and I love this town. I love this city. I love the people, and I just feel as if he's dividing us, and it's just not a cool thing to do. So without getting into politics, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing comedy and making a difference in people's worlds who, you know, were very, I think we're coming out of this now. We were very upset there for a long time, and you softened the blow a little bit. So thank you so much.
Don't mention it, Melissa. Thank you,
Joe. How are you handling this pandemic? Like right now, we're, like you said, we're getting back. So when are you starting to go back into, you're doing restaurants right now, right? Because that's like the new thing is having outdoor restaurants.
Yeah, they're slowly starting to come back. I know I did a club that has, it's a comedy club and a restaurant. I think it's in Morris Plains, New Jersey. TIFFS, the Dojo of Comedy. I think there was one in L.A., there's one in Jersey. I think the one in L.A. actually closed up. But that was my first gigs in this whole thing. And then I have the Fifth Borough Comedy Festival, which is the Staten Island Comedy Festival. That's they have me on, I think, in the second week of September. And then other little places, like it's the outdoor venues. I think that the most you can have is, they all have to abide by the strict rules. It's like 38 or 40 people. Sure. But I'm slowly starting to get work back. It's not the clubs, but a lot of people, I saw Jim Gaffigan was doing the Count Basie Theater, I think, in New Jersey. And that's it's outside. He was doing it outside. So if the top guys are doing outside, you know, I don't feel that, you know,
it's wonderful. People need entertainment while they're eating. It's just such a treat to have all this. So if a restaurant wanted to reach you, where would they reach you? On your Instagram, they could send you a message or?
Yeah, they can send me a message on my Instagram. They can reach out to me, my name, Joseph Nymoli at Gmail. Or just the quickest way, I guess, just Instagram, Joe Make Me Laugh, or Facebook, Joe Nymoli. Either Facebook, Instagram, however, Instagram would probably be the easiest.
But okay.
However you find me.
Thank you so much. We're actually going to be watching a video right now. This is hilarious and one of my favorites where Joe, he impersonates Al Pacino, who is my favorite. I love it so much. And Bane, is it Bane from Batman?
It's Bane. Bane from Batman.
This is hilarious. Please check it out. Joe, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Melissa. You too. Thanks for having me.
Good evening. For absolutely no reason at all, to my right, Academy Award winner Al Pacino.
Governor Cuomo!
Thanks for having me. To my left, the baddest villain in the DC universe. I'm talking about Bane. Bane, I want to thank you for being here with us. I know you're missing the riots.
It doesn't matter what I miss. What matters is your plan.
Andrew, let me ask you a question.
is it okay if you jump to the final phase tomorrow around noon for about an hour so I can go for a quick pump and get a little spumoni inside? A little spumoni. Little. For about an hour.
Al, I'm sorry, I cannot. Maybe next week.
Einstein. Half hour.
My hands are tied. I'm sorry.
20 minutes.
Cannot do it.
15.
I'm sorry.
10.
No.
Come on!
You haggle like a younger man. Admirable, but mistaken.
Let me get this straight. You got this gravelly voiced asshole who gets to burn this city and turn it upside down. But I can't sit inside and have a pinwheel and a spumoni. Is that right?
Now is not the time for debate. That comes later.
That's right. We will debate and discuss this at a later time. No, it's going to be in the 90s.
And he's in a sheepskin coat.
Al, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
He stinks.
I don't smell anything.
Governor, what's the thing hanging off the front of your face for? For show? It's bigger than mine.
Governor, maybe you have COVID.
No. No. He doesn't have COVID. Didn't you see him the other week with the giant swab?
Loss of taste and smell are symptoms. Just less severe.
All of a sudden, he's Fauci. Over here. This one. You're more than 6 feet away from me. You still got the mask on. By a mile. Bet you he drives with it, too.
Al, come on. That's enough.
Leaving that thing on more than 10 feet is just as asinine as wearing your mask. Like this.
Al, you have our respect. Please respect Bane.
It's not the virus, but ignorance that has defeated you.
Why don't you come over here and flatten my curve? Look at me! I'm in the League of Assholes! It's not a big deal. It's just the flu.
Perhaps he's wondering how foolish is a man who is more than twice my age with no mask.
He was doing this every day, Cuomo.
Once again, we are New York tough, smart, united.
Evil.
Evil. Bane, come on.
I'll give it to you. That one was funny.
If you have a vegan product, make your vegan claim official with the only accredited vegan trademark in the world. Visit www.beveg.com. That's www.beveg.com to apply now. Making a Difference is sponsored by Preferred Health Magazine. Please visit www.preferredhealthmagazine.com today and subscribe.